This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And welcome to a Friday morning on the Steakhouse. Back in the saddle, my name is Steak, that's Rusty Manziel, who is gracing us once again. I like this Friday stuff.
I'm digging Friday, man.
Especially when you're out and about all over town last night.
I mean, I was out. I'm out and about.
Every big celeb was at that Hawks game. You had
Michael Penix.
Michael Penix Jr., Kirby Smart. You had Brad Guzan was there.
Yeah, man.
I saw John Foy. If you watch the TV broadcast, John Foy like owned the TV broadcast in there. Rusty Manziel. It was Odyssey night. It was 92.9 night. I got back a little bit late. Was not able to be there, but got home in time to watch some of the festivities. So you were in Atlanta last night and taking it all in, huh?
Yeah, man, it's cool. I'll go ahead and say pretty cool Kirby Smart moment. Standing there, I talked to him just for a second on the floor. Guy walks up between us. Pretty fast-paced, older gentleman, black guy, walks up, and I understand why he had a mission. The guy hands Kirby Smart his driver's license.
Just walks right up to
he
you
walks,
guys.
He walks right in front of me now. He cuts us off, no problem. He hands Kirby Smart his driver's license, and Kirby Smart looks at his driver's license, and his mouth drops wide open. He looks at me and shows me the driver's license. The guy's name is Kirby Smart. And he goes,
"That's wild.
I've been Kirby Smart a lot longer than you've been Kirby Smart.
Oh, my God.
And they both kind of shared a laugh. And then Kirby's like, "Hey, we got to get a picture, man."
So they white guy or black guy?
Older black guy. So
that
Kirby's talking. People are talking to Kirby, you know, like there's all kinds. I look at the guy and I go, "Dude, that was a freaking moment for you." He goes, Bo said it outside. Bo goes, "You know how long that dude has waited? He was not going to miss his moment." When he saw Kirby Smart somewhere,
I would assume
that was pretty wild, though.
I would assume he thought he may never get that opportunity ever.
Yeah.
He's at the game. Kirby's at the game.
Yes.
Kirby's standing there courtside.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Dude's driver's license was Kirby Smart.
Kirby Smart.
It was wild.
Wow. Kirby got
Can you imagine how many
times
that guy's calls if he gets reservations? He's like, "Yeah, I need reservations for two. Who is it? Kirby Smart."
I'll tell you a story that's pretty wild. So my parents are in town 23 years ago or so. It's the middle of the O.J. Simpson trial. What year was the O.J. Simpson trial?
95, I think. 94. Okay,
so
94.
I basically just moved here. And my parents are driving from the airport. It's the middle of Freaknik. And if you remember what the downtown connector was like folks just got out of their cars and they're just shimmy-shammying all over the place. And now my nice conservative parents from New England were just wondering, like, wow, this is interesting. Like, you know, they're on the streets and they're getting it. So they're in a, not even a limo, they're in a town car that was coming from the airport. And my dad's name is Robert Shapiro. That's what my son's named after, Bobby Shapiro. His name's Robert Shapiro. This limo driver, this town car, rolls down the window and tells this gentleman, "I have Robert Shapiro in the back seat. Now, that's in the middle of the OJ trial.
Oh, yeah.
They assumed it was that Robert Shapiro, you know, who was the second lead dog. The lead dog was
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran.
Well, Shapiro was at first, and
right.
Cochran took that
over. So they part that sucker up, and my parents, they get the biggest kick out of that. They found an opening, and they're just like, hey, we got Robert Shapiro in the back seat here. And they just cruised right through Freaknik, right through the downtown connector, because he had the right name. Really is his name, Robert Shapiro. Just the other Robert Shapiro.
We don't have time today, but I stood a girl up from Auburn that weekend that was going to meet me in Atlanta. And bless her heart, she sat in traffic thinking I was going to meet her at the Braves game.
Downtown, the old stadium, obviously.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like that wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't like you could pick up the cell phone and call anybody and go, hey, dog, let's reschedule. When she called and said, I'm leaving Auburn, and I called and said, I'm leaving Athens, and the party was too good in Athens for me to leave. And
so she had to go through.
Later on, she let me know that she said.
Where'd you see her?
She called me.
Oh, wow. That must not have been a pleasant conversation.
Didn't see her again for a while.
I would imagine. Anyways, good to be back. I had a few days off. Last I talked to you, I was headed to
Birmingham,
Alabama.
Before we get in too much, give me your vibe on Birmingham. Give me your if your Chamber of Commerce and they want you to do a commercial, what was the highlight?
Well, I'll just say this. Birmingham, Alabama is crowded. I mean, it is over the top. I was staying right out, not even outside Hoover. Like, there's more restaurants, development going on, building. Like, we were at this place across the street from a place called The Summit where there's 15 restaurants.
I told you on the hill. I told you. Yes.
Well, dude, The Summit is like Avalon.
Yeah, I told you.
That's what it's like.
Yes.
But by the way, up and down that street, whatever highway that is, there were like Friday, Saturday night trying to get into a restaurant. I'm talking about get into, you know, an Olive Garden was a 2-hour wait.
Oh, yeah.
Or a P.F. Chang's or I mean, that city is packed. At night from 5 to 9 on that high, like, you can't get anywhere.
That little Marriott across from the hospital right there?
They have built up every single brand you could imagine under the sun. High-end steakhouses.
That's the primetime area.
Dude, there was a steakhouse near my hotel that was on a 2.5-hour wait. I got to get the name of it. Super high-end place that I thought, oh, Bobby, we'll just pop in here and get a steak or something. Not even close. I could not believe how developed Birmingham, Alabama is. I'll say that first.
They say Nashville and Birmingham are the two cities right now. The people that are actually moving out of California, that's where they're going. Nashville and Birmingham.
Yeah, I imagine the prices for housing
are probably different.
Right?
Probably a little different.
So we had, listen, it's a great infrastructure to host big events, right? Which is like the Lake Point version of things or whatever it is, right? So, you know, they just do a great job. You have everything you could ask for in that town. So, you know, I've been there a couple of times, but we had a great time. And then we got back and we were on spring break with my son. So me and him were off on the road, basically.
What I call that? Stealing minutes.
Yeah, it was the best, man.
Yep.
He said, I want to see LaMelo Ball play. I said, what? He said, I want to see LaMelo. I said, you want to go to Charlotte? He's like, he plays for Charlotte. So we went and watched LaMelo Ball against Golden State on Monday night. So I saw Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and that Warriors team that is coming on big time. I saw Buddy Hield hit like 7 threes. And then the next morning, I said, let's head to Orlando. Went and saw the Orlando Magic, Paolo Banchero against Toronto, and then went to Universal. But exactly right. He couldn't escape me. Sharing a room together, made him put down that phone, just talking smack like two guys. I did notice this, having traveled with my daughters, so much easier with the 13. I mean, like, we would just move. We had a mission every morning.
Yeah.
You know, I'd go to the gym. I'd say, be ready at 7:45 a.m. I'll come back up here. We got a flight. Next day, same deal. Next day, Universal. We're going to be the first ones at Universal. Like, quick. No outfits, no handbags, no analysis. No talk. I go, where do you want to eat? He could care less. My daughters would have had a full spreadsheet.
Oh, dude.
You know, they would have had a whole theory.
We're simple creatures, man. How old is he?
He's 13.
He'll add another category in a couple years, but right now he's more worried about food.
Yeah. He was
Mr. Shapiro.
It was a perfect 4 days together.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you this about the NBA. Now, you may say the NBA product, yada, yada. He's not watching games on TNT for 2.5 hours.
No.
That's not how he consumes
YouTube shorts.
100%. He watches TikTok every morning. He has stars he wanted to see.
That's their sports center.
That's what we grew up on.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
right.
Their sports center.
And he, there's stars everywhere. I love watching Paolo Banchero in Orlando. That dude is a beast.
I watched him take the game over here that night.
Yeah.
First one out of the All-Star game.
He is a specimen.
Yes.
I love watching LaMelo Ball. He went for 35 when I was there. I loved watching Jimmy Butler. Listen, I'm an NBA fan. I think product is fine. Yeah, it's not like it used to be. But for young people, it's Starfield. We got stuff to play for you. We'll probably do it after the break. There's two things that happened last night, one with Charles Barkley and one with LeBron James, which are fairly significant. We'll get into that, but we got to talk about the Hawks, and we got to do 9 at 9. Atlanta Hawks aren't going to win the NBA title, but I will tell you this.
What?
There are a few teams that have more exciting, fun nights. I wasn't on the air the night they stole that game in Memphis.
How about that?
That was wild. I saw Trae Young make a half-court shot to win a game. That was wild. The Milwaukee game was a great game. Last night was fun. I mean, they are just – they're in the middle of it, man. I know that, you know, listen, they have one of their key guys down. It's going to affect, obviously, the long-term plan for this season. But last night, a big dub against the Indiana Pacers.
Could make sure I get his name right. Georges Niang?
Yeah, Georges Niang.
He's not going to win any, like, 40-yard dashes.
Yes. He looks like Tom Brady at the combine a little bit.
My man got a little love handle to him.
Yeah.
But you talking about can shoot?
Can you imagine when he retires and he's going to go to some play a 40 and over?
Yes.
That guy will never lose a 40 and over basketball game
ever.
In his life.
He'll be ever. he's going to walk in that 6:30 morning group the first morning. They're going to be like, who's this dude?
I know, dude. He's going to light everybody up.
Like Jim Carrey, guy?
He is pure offense.
He'll shoot it from anywhere, too.
I know.
Now.
And it's so clean. He's got such a nice release. Anyway, they win last night. Niang, I think, goes for 4 threes.
Yeah, he's 24 points. Trae Young, 22 points, 16 assists. Steak, I'll tell you this about the game. You know, back and forth the whole game, but Trae Young, when they need him, when you watch him in person, you have a different appreciation because how small he is compared to those guys and how he's able to get into the paint and score as well. But big win last night, 124-18. I heard him last night on the postgame show with Mike Conti and those guys, and they asked him about Kirby being there, and he goes, hey, it's just another win in the building. It's a pretty cool quote from him.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be with Trae Young for the SEC championship game where he was rooting Georgia hard because, you know, he hates Texas.
No doubt, man.
And he rolled into that SEC title game. He was the biggest dog fan you've ever seen.
Orlando loses last night, and the Hawks are now 8th in the Eastern Conference standings. Every game's important from here on out.
Yeah, a couple of notes from the NFL. Trey Hendrickson, permission to seek a trade. The 17.5 sack leader in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, like, this guy did it for the Saints. He's done it for the Bengals. Totally different deal than Joey Bosa for me. I think this guy still got traction left in his game. I think Joey Bosa's on the way down. He can't stay healthy. I don't know how the Falcons could possibly even make it work money-wise.
Meanwhile, the Braves, good side for Ian Anderson. 3 1/3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts over in the spring. Obviously, Braves dealing with that injury when I was away as well for Sean Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Murphy with a rib, and he's going to be out for a while. He's been unhealthy. Hadn't been able to stay healthy the last couple of seasons. Really need him. But my focus for the Braves, now that it's March, you start paying attention to the spring game, start paying attention to the roster cuts, and see where they go with this.
All right, when we come back, a couple of things we're going to get to. First, I'm going to play this cut from Charles Barkley, who may not make any friends at his
and
new,
he don't care.
At his new job. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Also, the combine, my guy, I hadn't been. We'll do a deep dive.
Oof.
More defensive linemen in that combine than you can believe. We'll talk about that. And Georgia guys on the rise. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 9:21, and you are in the steakhouse. Thanks so much. Thanks to Abe, and who else filled in all week long? Rob Tribble and company. Appreciate all the time. We're back on somewhat of a normal schedule. We'll update you coming up next week. You'll be here with me on Thursday.
Next Thursday. Drew's here next Friday, and we'll be moving days around.
We'll update you on Sandy, who's got some stuff going on as well. I want to remind you, Atlanta United season's in full swing. Join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. He's got you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news, plus he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by local Ford dealer. Tuesday night on Sports Radio 99 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. I stayed in downtown Charlotte on Monday. I was on my little trip with my in their stadium, G, right across the street from all the downtown. They play at Bank of America or not? Where do they play their games, right? What happened to us the other night? We got shut out against...
Didn't look good. Not a great performance there. The attack just didn't really come together. But it, look, you're down three fullbacks on the back line. It's going
to
happen.
You talk about an easy place to stay downtown and walk to games.
In Charlotte?
Yeah. I walked to the basketball arena. The football arena was right across the hill. Mm. Stayed in a great IHG property. IHG. Kempton Tehran Hotel downtown. Anyways, they're building a little soccer energy in that town for sure. As well, so Atlanta United
don't
back
have
at
an
it.
Indoor,
right? Don't have a
they got indoor stadium. They no, play in open no. air, right?
Yeah, they play Bank of America. I think
Bank of America. Yeah,
yeah. I assume that's where they're playing. All right, come get to the combine. And if you hadn't heard Rusty much, guys, obviously this is what you're paying for on free radio having Rusty spend 30 hours watching the combine, so you don't have to. Great piece this morning with Bo and Mike. Talking about Kirby going and signing 9 wide receivers. That's on the Georgia side.
Seven
wide receivers, I'm sorry. Yep. Between the portal and the draft and the recruiting.
High school, yep.
We'll get to that in a second. Stephen A. Smith signs a massive deal with ESPN yesterday.
Woof.
He's their biggest talent. They folks left and right at the four-letter network. The business model for ESPN is broken. Doesn't mean it can't be fixed. It's being worked on. But all that money through cable television will never be there again, which is why the business model in radio and television is just not the same. It's about streaming and digital and a certain amount of talent like the Pat McAfees of the world and the Stephen A. Smiths, the untouchables, the guys that move the meter. He signs a deal to say he will continue on their most successful show, Get Up, right?
Yep, yep.
No, not Get Up.
First Take.
First Take. He's going to do less on the NBA on a regular basis. You had to re-sign him. He's massively talented. I watch him on Sean Hannity, and I watch him on The View, right? So you got five liberal ladies on or four and one other, and you got Sean Hannity, ultra-conservative. He's one of them.
Yep.
He is a unbelievably articulate, talented guy that has high aspirations, whether he actually runs for president or anything like that. But anyway, they had to re-sign him. Meanwhile, they are inheriting the NBA on TNT team and privately licensing that show. And all of a sudden, Charles Barkley decides to start throwing arrows and Kent got some stray ones. Here's Barkley. Is this last night on Inside the NBA?
Idiot on TV talking about the Lakers save the NBA. Yeah, yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh.
He said the Lakers, first of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for the next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like
that. He is on a 2-minute and 45-second tirade to basically, Shaq is laughing his ass off. And he just be working with these idiots.
Yes.
Talking about ESPN.
Yes. That's why I don't watch Get Up, or Get Up, First Take, whatever, because all they talk about, I'm tired of it. I know what he's talking about.
Charles's point.
100%.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes. OKC.
Are one of the most dominant. They're having a Golden State with Kevin Durant type season like from 8 years ago. They are knocking off everybody in their path. They've won another 12 in a row. They beat Boston the other night. Did you see that game?
Yes.
25-2 they were down, and they come back and they win that game.
Yes.
And then Oklahoma City, who were here the other night, they had no problem with the Hawks, right? I didn't see much of that.
I watched the highlights.
They just rolled through town.
You talking about a short YouTube short?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So his point is stop talking about the Lakers all the time and Golden State because they got, you know, Steph Curry. Anyway, what Kendrick Perkins say today on Twitter? Did you see any of that? Because let's just say the company Christmas party at ESPN may get a little testy if somebody has a little too much bourbon because they are not playing in terms of how they're talking about each other. Kendrick Perkins responds and basically
says, hey, NBA TNT, you might want to tell that senior citizen Charles Barkley that I'll be around. When you see an idiot or fool in person, make sure he keeps that same energy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, he goes on. He hit another tweet around 4 a.m. in quotation marks. The idiot is headed on SportsCenter to talk all the Lakers. He had idiot in quotation.
Yeah. I mean, Kendrick Perkins not playing. He also says, I've been down these roads, hashtag Texas.
Somebody will have a meeting with us, too. You'll have a meeting like, hey, guys.
I gotta tell you, dude. It's
a lot
wild.
Meanwhile,
another moment that has gone viral. Is this before or after the game, guys?
After.
LeBron James seeks out, did you see this, G? Seeks out Stephen A. Smith.
Straight for him.
Like, Stephen A. Smith is a tall person, but when LeBron James is in your face like that, that's intimidating.
He comes after Stephen A. They read the lips, and he basically says, keep my son Bronny's name out your mouth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, this is not
2.7 million views on that tweet already.
This is not like, hey, let's try to fake hype that there's these rivalries going on, right?
I will say this though, he's in the NBA, he plays in the association. This isn't some 15-year-old who he's talking about. He's talking about an NBA player. He can talk about him however he wants to.
Here's Dave Portnoy, his tweet: my heart aches for Bronny James. Poor kid doesn't belong in the NBA. He can't quit. He didn't ask for this. His dad created an impossible situation for him. He's a make-a-wish kid in the NBA. I just hope his dad's ego doesn't ruin his love for the basketball game.
Yeah. That's Barstool.
Yes.
Listen, There's never been anything like this, I don't think, in sports. Maybe Giannis's brother, who still had more pedigree than Bronny, where, I mean, Bronny James is a mediocre college basketball player
that gets NBA minutes. Let me ask you this, because I'm more familiar with the team and you've seen them. Would Bronny James be in the seven-man rotation at Georgia?
Yes, he'd be in the seven-man at Georgia.
He would not start. I don't think he would start.
I mean,
he'd be the seven-man.
He averaged 5 points a game at USC. He was banged up. I mean, he's a solid college basketball player, Division I. That's all he is.
He would not start at Georgia.
Well, that's a strong statement.
He would not start
at Georgia. That's a strong. I got to go through their starting.
It's Blue Kane or Bronny. And Blue Kane's 6'5".
Well, you're talking about who's playing what position, right?
Yeah.
What's the kid's name was on with us last week?
Silas Demery is freaking balling.
Oh, dude, he's been awesome.
He went off on South Carolina.
No. He has been everything they needed him to be.
Yes.
Anyways, that's a couple of things. Now,
he would not start at Georgia.
Real crazy stuff in the NBA. But let's turn to the combine. Did you spend as many hours and enjoy it as much as always?
All of it. Listen, Monday it got a little long with the offensive linemen because, you know, you can only see big guys run 40 so long. How about Tate Ratledge?
Did he do for himself?
He ran a 4.9. Tate Ratledge probably went up a round and a half. I would say he's probably a third rounder.
Wow.
He ran a 4.9. Oh, by the way, Jared Wilson, the guy played beside him, ran the third fastest 40 ever for an offensive lineman. He ran 4.84, the center. And oh, by the way, the Falcons are probably going to be needing a center. And Jared Wilson might have slid into a second round. He might be the first center taken. The theme of the draft, though, is defensive lineman. And I'll say this one last thing about Georgia. Ty Ingram Dawkins made some money last weekend. He had a top vertical jump, 36 inches. He had the top broad jump, 10-4, defensive lineman. He broad jumped 10-4.
Who do you think helped themselves the most, not just Georgia?
Shamar Stewart, I think. 6'5", 281 at Texas A&M. I know he didn't. He ran a whatever. They kind of knocked him on his 40. I don't care. You don't have a D lineman running 40 yards unless you're chasing somebody. I want to know what you can do in the 5 yards. Mason Graham, the guy, defensive tackle from Michigan, super freak. Jalen Walker, obviously injured a little bit. He's not going to work out until April 12th. He's going to have a different pro day.
What about the kid at LSU? Now they're going to talk about
Will Campbell. Well, yeah. And the question's going to be, And somebody is going to take him, but I'm telling you right now,
he's got short arms.
I'm telling you, for a left tackle, it means something. I've learned Andrew Thomas from Pace Academy was 36 and a half. The dude can stand up and tie his shoes. Will Campbell was slightly under, I think he was right above 33. That's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Big difference.
Right? He might have to play guard. So when you're drafting fourth, if the New England Patriots are drafting him, now they're sitting in the room going, wait a minute. That's a left tackle spot, and we're going to move this kid to left guard. It's a big deal.
But to take him at four.
Here's the flip side.
Move him from tackle.
Here's the flip side. He's got 2.5 years of elite tape in the SEC. Nasty kid. He ran a sub 5.
Is he not blocking NFL players in the SEC
at LSU? I'm just telling you, Stake, this arm deal is a big deal with these tackles. And there are going to be some people that's going to question this, and I wonder what's going to happen to him. He's still going to go top 10, in my opinion.
What did you think of the Shedeur Sanders stuff that was going on when I was off the air?
Doesn't surprise me. I think you can't be too cool for school. I think he's got a little bit of that. Football-wise, I think people are knocking him a little bit. I liked watching him throw the ball down the field. And in fact, he earned my respect on the field. I think he gives a little bit "I'm too cool for school" vibe.
Well, he definitely is giving that. I mean, he's been around it.
I'm just telling you.
I think he feels like, I don't have to suck up to anybody because I'm going to get taken regardless.
Well, guess what they're doing? They're not interviewing you to draft you. They're begging you to give them a reason not to draft you. Please, for the love of God, tell us why we shouldn't draft you. And you can't go in there. And Randy touched on it on the midday show. You can't be too cool for school with these guys. You got to go in there and be respectful. I don't care who's got a top 10 pick. You got to be respectful because you never know what coach is there, who's going to make a move.
It could be the most fascinating moment of the draft is, where is Shedeur Sanders going to land? Do you think Abdul Carter goes in the top three?
No question. There's no way he gets past the top three. I saw some crazy mock. I don't even know who it was. It had Jackson Dart three. They had Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, and they had three quarterbacks going. I don't see that. Deion Jeremiah came out with his his top 50 overall prospects this week. And Malachi Starks up 10 spots after he said his interview process was very good, talking to people around there. He's got Abdul Carter number one.
Travis Hunter, where does he fall?
He's not going to go past. Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and Cam Ward, in my opinion, are going some way in top three.
So Shedeur Sanders, I saw a mock draft that has the Raiders trading up with New England, Tom Brady making a deal with his ex-team so they can take Shedeur at four, because I think Shedeur Sanders is going to be sitting there. I agree. I don't think Travis Hunter is going to make it past three, or Abdul, or Cam Ward.
The thing about Pete Carroll is he likes to run the football and ball control.
Yeah.
So if you draft Shedeur Sanders, you don't put it all on him. You want to run the football. You got Brock Bowers. You got a safety valve. Could be the spot, man.
Fascinating how that's playing itself out. When we come back, two of the highest paid employees in the entire state of Georgia are doing a great job over the last few weeks. Who are they? And why that's good news for college basketball fans. Steak and Rusty. Rusty Rocks coming up. Buy or sell all kinds of good stuff. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. We'll do a little tailgate. Why not? Coming up in about 4 or 5 minutes. You know, sometimes when you express your emotions, I was very emotional about the NCAA tournament and what I could not go through. I was on the air.
We were staring down that barrel again.
And why sometimes your basketball prayers are answered. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. I hadn't been to Universal Studios in a long time. And we had one of these trips, me and my son. I booked every hotel the morning we were leaving, or the day before. Like, I just had flights. I said, we'll figure it out. It's not a busy time of year. It was spring break for some of the private schools here, but this was not a crowded time to be traveling. So it's like, we'll wing it. So I roll into Universal, and I go up to that desk they have at all those resorts, right, which is like, just take me down right now. Here's my bank card. Just strip me top to bottom.
Just have fun.
Take my clothes off and just, you know, I know what's coming.
Just, yes, sir.
So it's like, what's going on with this fast pass? I got one day to do Universal. So two tickets, $220 each. So I'm at $440, okay?
And ain't sweating yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just a normal day at the park. I was like, listen, we ain't doing 3 days. My son doesn't have a lot of patience, or maybe it's daddy that doesn't. What's the fast pass situation, right? Well, that's going to be another $220. I was like, hold on, let me get this straight. $220 for two of us. Now we're at $880. I go, so if you stay at one of those other hotels, fast pass comes free. If you stay at the Hard Rock Universal, it's free. If you stay at the high-end resort thing, it's free. If you stay at that place, it's free. I was like, well, why didn't I stay at one of those? What do those cost? Well, those are $800 a night. I was like, you're just moving money around, right, at that point.
Yeah,
just okay, they're $800 a night.
But play with your emotions.
Yeah, those aren't free fast passes, right? I would just say this.
See, what had happened was.
I would just say this. I don't know how the average working class, you know, busting their ass, you know.
Budget. They budget and plan to do once every 6 or 7 years.
I got to tell you, I think there are families that plan Disney every year.
I got a buddy that goes every spring break.
Okay, but it is incredibly expensive, and I feel for folks out there, like how prohibitive those prices are. Anyway, we get the fast pass, right? So I'm all in. It's an $880 day, but you're creating memories,
already
right?
Already pissed off.
All right?
You just have to tuck it away.
I wasn't pissed off. I just kept talking about it. Though my son's finally like, you know, so here's what he's like, your ass. So the one thing you get if you stay at a Universal Park, you get early entrance before anybody else. Okay. 8 to 9, you get there. And the number one ride is the Harry Potter on a motorcycle roller coaster. Yeah. So we're just like, I got it figured out. Bobby, we're going to be there at 8 a.m.
Yes, sir.
We're going right to the back of the park, getting on that ride.
Oh, yeah. Because nobody else had that idea, by the way.
Right, nobody.
Nobody.
Because guess
nobody
what?
About that.
The only ride in the entire both parks that you can't use a fast pass is the motorcycle Harry Potter ride. No fast passes. Mm. So if you saw me on social, it's 8:21 a.m. I'm already out $880.
You're beat it up.
And I'm in a 53-minute line at 8:15 a.m.
Yes.
Right? Because I was a genius like the other 400 people in that line who said, well, the fast pass don't work here. So we hightailed it, and I just stood there and like, my God. I said, you spend all that money, and you don't even get it. It's the one ride.
How long did it last?
It was about how long the ride last? Yeah. Oh, it's like 90 seconds, you know, whatever. But I will say this.
It's a lot of things that
it's
happen
like waiting
in
line for Franklin's Barbecue in Austin, Texas. Part of the fun is just waiting in line, right?
Okay. I was going to say a lot of good things in life last 90 seconds you wait in line for 50 minutes.
Yeah, depending in Las Vegas, yeah. Some places you wait in line to get your 90 seconds. I'll say this. Other than that, though, the Fast Pass, we went to 13 rides.
That's awesome.
And it was awesome. The original Universal is a great park. We had a great time together. Yes, there was. I did feel like a sucker at first, saying, "Dude, you spend on Fast Pass and you can't even." Now you're standing in line 50 minutes, but you're with your son. What did you say? You're
stealing minutes.
We had a great time, and those parks were great. It was a great time to be there. It was not crowded. I don't even know if we needed it. Like, research how busy.
Yeah.
Most of those rides were 5 or 10 minutes. There were some busier ones, newer rides that were 30 minutes. So all in all, listen, if it cost me that much to get a day like that, every penny was worth it, and I encourage folks, you know, have that mindset.
I think you should go the first week of April next year.
Is that spring break for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was asking. You know me. I'm interrogating everybody. I go, what are the longest lines here, and how long are some? Oh, there's that we were going to go in that crazy-ass Jurassic Park coaster, which was shut down, technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I was like, well, thank you. I do not want to be on that coaster when they have the technical difficulties, right? Because I'm already scared of heights. You know that. Let's talk about the run that Mike White. It's a great example as a coach out there. Just stay with the process. There was a point 2 weeks ago with this team. I was at the Missouri game. We lost by 25.
Ran out of the building Saturday afternoon.
And I'm just like, every time we come out, we can't win in the SEC.
I go the Tuesday after to Florida, and everybody's like, why in the hell are you going to that game? And I'm like, well, I got to go to a game this year in Athens. Stake, obviously well-documented, the lead, 27-point lead, I think, and at one point, when Florida took the lead, Stake, late in the game for the first time, and Georgia calls a timeout, and I swear
there's about a minute or so left.
I swear on everything I'm a made of. I look at Mike White, and that dude's soul left his body.
Ashen.
I mean, he was done. So I say this, and this comes from a Dogs HQ subscriber. Shout out to my site, Dogs HQ. He made a post last night. It said, is Blue Kane's three-pointer against Florida going to end up being the biggest shot in Georgia basketball history? Now, you had a great one. I'll let you say it's the greatest shot in Georgia basketball history, but I will say this. It very well could be one of the top two or three because they're going to make the tournament after winning that game.
The world of sports is so fascinating because one moment could keep Mike White in Athens another 4 or 5 years, right?
Think about that. That could have been a $10 million shot.
No, listen, Mike White would have lost the second biggest lead in the history of the conference.
Yes.
Their record after that would have been they were 4-10. They would have been 4-11 in the conference. Mike White's job was going to be in trouble.
Now 10 won three in a row.
Longest winning streak right now in the SEC is Georgia. They're in the biggest run of anybody in the conference. They're in the play tournament. Their win at Texas on Saturday night. Yes, dude. I was there in Birmingham, Alabama.
I watched it
watching
all.
Watching out of Carrabba's, the soccer. Thank God I was on the end of the table. They didn't know what my problem was. I was up every 20 minutes.
They're like, this guy's got the over.
I just wanted to see that game. It was on ESPN at 9 o'clock. I could not believe how good they looked.
I hate to use this term. I guess I can. I say this. They stepped on their throat early, and they never let up.
It was awesome. And then they do exactly – don't tell me you weren't a little bit nervous and maybe they give something back.
South Carolina was.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. South Carolina. My good buddy Abe Gordon, Texas. He says, not bigger than Zach Swanson's shot against Kentucky in the tournament. Yeah, that's right. The buzzer beater. That's right.
I get it. They got to the tournament with that.
And they got
with Dennis
out of the
Felton
the next week.
I'll say this. The John Wallace game, they didn't win. First of all, Vern Fleming took him to a Final Four.
Yes.
So let's start with that.
Well, that's
Dominique left.
Yep.
And then the next
beat
season.
Beat Michael Jordan, by the way, in the regional.
Beat North Carolina.
Beat North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, so that goes ahead. That team with K2 Davis, I think it was, Carlos Strong.
Terrell Bell.
They almost beat Syracuse, who went on to the national title game. Lottie team that had 9 NBA players on it. I think Mashburn was a freshman on that team. Delk, Walter McCarthy.
Is that the year Leitner hit the shot on? The following year, everybody came back?
Well, I don't know. They had 8 or 9, and they won it, and then all those guys leave, and they won it.
Shepard.
Right?
Yeah. McIntosh.
Petrie City. Anyways, it's a big moment. Meanwhile, give it up for Georgia Tech basketball and Damon Stoudemire. And I'll mention the G, dude. The role that they're on, blowing out teams in the ACC at Georgia Tech, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, you're taking down some level teams in the ACC, but who cares? This is a team that's over 500 in ACC play in Damon Stoudemire's second year. It's a step in the right direction for a program that looked like it was falling backwards.
Yeah, I totally agree. I couldn't have been harder on Damon. Tech basketball looks great of late. And speaking of Tech basketball, one of their big signees, the Academy, last night, what's the kid's name was coming to?
Eric Chatfield.
Eric Chatfield going to be a big-time player at Tech.
At Tech.
They lose their state title game last night to North Oconee in that was a couple of heavyweights last night.
Yeah, defending champs, and it was a close game down the stretch, but Eric eventually fouled out, unfortunately, in the last minute or so of the game, and North Oconee just able to take control and pull off the win.
North Oconee got, what, a 30-1-2 season?
And they have a football player by the name of Kamari Brooks, who's an edge outside linebacker.
Yeah.
He's a 2-year star, I'm telling you.
He was playing.
They won basketball last year. They came back and won football this year. Remember Buster Faulkner's son's a quarterback there, Harrison Faulkner. They come back and win basketball. So they're boys' sports.
And they almost,
basketball, football, and basketball.
They could have won girls, right?
Yeah, girls got – well, I don't know they would have beat Creekside. I think Creekside beat Marist. North Oconee girls did make the Final Four, though, 2 years in a row.
Georgia Tech, by the way, avoiding the having to play early. Now they're 10-9 in the league. They have turned it around. They won 7 out of 9, so kudos to Tech. Any other high school games worth mentioning? Caleb Wilson, Holy Innocence.
Boys and girls both bring home a year for those two programs. Two McDonald All-Americans and Haley Swain and Caleb.
Yep.
Both of them win state championships, and so shouts out to them. Sandy Creek, three-peat, their third straight win. They had a tight one, 30. Over
who's my guy there? Is it Amari Latimer, the running back?
Yeah, the running back.
Player of the game. I love the two-sport guy.
Yeah.
Give me the two-sport dude. And you see how muscled up he is?
Yes.
That's a 205-pound run playing basketball.
And he comes off the bench, and he just – every time I've seen him play, he has a very impactful, you know, that team. And that's what he did. He ended up getting player of the game.
He did. I'm telling you, the data on two-sport athletes – listen to me, parents. The data on two-sport athletes, go look it up. And what they do on the next level.
The Jeff Francoeur and Chipper Jones of the world,
right? Two-sport athletes. You don't have to specialize with a 9-year-old with a good curveball and lock in.
Yeah.
You can play other sports.
Anyway, any other high school?
Shout out to the Creekside girls who you all mentioned.
They
finished
dominant.
Undefeated. With
they
their win,
Marist
first
down.
State championship in program history.
They
so
shut
congratulations
Marist,
to
shut
them.
Marist down last week. I think I'm pretty sure
Katie Harpring.
She got hers, but the rest of the team got shut down. I think Marist was over
20.
You were
20. At that game?
No, I did not. I was not at the Creekside. I watched that one.
Yeah.
And like Rusty said, Marist is a team that they move the ball well, and when they get open, they get open looks.
She got hers.
They can knock them down. Katie's going to get hers.
But the rest of the team,
they just couldn't knock them down.
They got smothered.
All right. Hey, by the way, my buddy Tony Watkins is the AD at Holy Innocence. A great guy. So let me make sure I get his name out there. He wins with girls and boys state title this year.
A little bit of breaking news. Stephen A. Smith just tweeted, I didn't want to address this. I wouldn't have either. But now it's going viral. I have no choice. I will respond at 10 a.m. on First Take.
Oh, okay. That'll get some people on there. This is wild, dude. LeBron James literally bows up.
I'm going
to
tell you something. We're going to find out with Stephen A. right here.
Who he really is.
We're going to find out right here. Because when you call the smoke from LeBron.
Mm-hmm. He is not afraid. He already told Kevin Durant.
What is that? F-A-F-O? Yeah. The old FAFO here. Yeah. We're about to find out.
We'll record that for you and play some of it later on. We also got Rusty Rocks coming up. And why the NIL may actually be saving college basketball. There is a rumor floating around that I don't think we ever could have imagined before all these dollars were getting handed out in college.
Dude, me and Andy Bunker went into this last night for about 15 minutes, and we had ourselves talked into it by the end of the conversation.
All right, we'll touch on that coming up as well. Steak and Rusty, Rusty Rocks at 10:25, so Kimberly's happy. That's her favorite segment. Mrs. Shapiro happy. Not that she didn't like Abe, but she just listen, Mrs. Shapiro only listens when her son's on the air. She's back on the Odyssey app. Get the Odyssey app! App, Odyssey app on 92.9.